All right, we're at the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Bet. Here the Gemara left off with the fact that Sancheriv had gone or done Eser Masaot Ba'oto Ayom on the day that he's reaching Yerushalayim, that he had done actually Eser Masaot. That was Rav Huna's statement. And then the Gemara at the end says, well, if you look through the Pasuk, they're really 12, not 10. The last two, the Gemara says, were not necessarily Masaot, but two of those were actually what the Navi was saying, and those were Nevuot, that Tzali Kolech Bat Galim, Navihu de Kamarla, the Knesset Shel, Tzali Kolech Bat Galim, Bito, Shel Avram Avin, Avram Yisrael Viyakov, Shasu Mitzvot, Kigalei Ayam. So that's number one, you know, that you, Bnei Israel, will do Mitzvot, like Galei Ayam. Hakshiva Lisha, what does that mean? Mahai Lotistafe, don't be afraid of him. Elistafe, Midibuchanetzer Rashad, Matil Karye. Be afraid of Nebuchadnezzar, who is compared to the lion. Shinemar. Allah Aryeh Misubcho. So it says that the lion will come out of his den. Right? And that lion is referring to Bavel, or referring to Nebuchadnezzar. My Aniya Anatot. So what does it mean, Aniya Anatot? Because that's part of the pasuk that we just quoted. So what it means, the literal translation is that the wicked or wretched Anatot. So Atid Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu or ben Chilkiyahu umitnabe Allah mi'anatot. So that Yirmiyahu will in the future be mitnabe on Bavel, on the Nebuchadnezzar, and he will do it from anatot, or he is from an anatot. Dichtiv Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu min akonim asher ba'anatot beretz Binyamin. So that's the end of that pasuk that we darshined, which is if you say that the whole pasuk is speaking about the Nevuat HaNavi, you say, Tzali Kolech Bat Galim, that's one we darshined already. Hakshivi Laisha, that's two. And then Aniya Anatot is the last part of that pasuk. So now the Gemara is saying that Aniya Anatot is referring to the fact that Yirmiyahu will give the Nevuah about Nebuchadnezzar. So Gemara says, Midami, how can you compare the two? Hatamari, Hacha Laish. In our pasuk it says, Hakshivi Laisha. And we're saying that Elayish is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. And then your proof is from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Allah Aryeh Misubcho, that a lion comes out of its den. So one's Elayish and one's an Aryeh. Where it says, that's not a problem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shisha Shemot Ari. There's six names for the lion. Ve'eluhei. These are the names. For the first one is Ari, or really Aryeh. Because that's when the bracha of Yehudah by Yaakov, there he uses the term Aryeh, but Aryeh, Kfir, right, which is found in Shoftim, which is by Shimshon, right, he bumps into a Kfir, Arayot, he bumps into a group or a group of lions, Lavi, and that's back now in the brachot of Yaakov, he uses the term Lavi again, Laish, which is the term that we saw, is a term that's used in Yishayahu, it's referring to, and there's the Shachal, which is in Tehillim, and then in Yov, it uses also, it says, Shachal v'Shachatz, right, so the Shachal and Tehillim, you know from the Yosheva Seter Olyom, al Shachal v'Fetin Tirdroch, that you will, right, stomp on a lion and a serpent, and then here, by Yov, it uses Shachal v'Shachatz. So he uses the term Shachatz also. So all of these six names all refer to the lion. Iyachi Batsuluhu. And you ran into a problem. Before we had 12 locations that Sancheriv had gone, and we have a statement from Rav Huna that says they went to 10 of them. So we said, no problem, we'll get rid of two, because we'll say they're about a Nevuah. Problem is now that you also got rid of a third one. Aniya Anatot, if you get rid of that, now you've got rid of three, you only have nine left. So where are the 10 Masot? So that's where it says, no, there's an extra one, Yochi Basilu, Avru, right, so in the Pasuk it says, Avru Mabra, that they crossed the river crossings. So Avru Mabra, they're going to take us in the plural, which means Tarte Ninu, they were two of them. So there were two crossings, two river crossings that they made, and that'll make up the 10 that you need. So it says, Pasuk that continues right after this, in Yishayahu, the next pasuk is Odayom Benov Lamod. Odayom Benov Lamod is the, again, for those ones from Chutz Laaretz, that's the Haftorah for the 8th day of Pesach. And then those that learn Haftorah on Yom Atzmut, that's Odayom Benov. Right, that's the beginning of this Torah. It's the last pasuk in this parak, and then they go on. So what's Ola Yom Benov La'amod? I'm Rav Huna. So same Rav Huna darshing in the pesukim here. Oto Yom Nishta'er Me'unash Shel Nov. On that day, Avonah, thank you. Avonah Shel Nov. On that day was the last day that the iniquity or the sin of Nov could have been taken. What's the sin of Nov? Nov is Ira Kohanim. Nov Ira Kohanim is the city that was wiped out by Dwega Domi and the instructions of Sheol because they had housed or taken care of David when he was a refugee, and therefore he wiped out the whole city of Ira Kohanim. That sin lasted until this day, the day that Sancheriv came to there, that it would have been enough to allow him to conquer Yerushalayim. Amrulei Kaldai. The Kaldai said to him, the astrologers said to him, Yazlat Aidna Yechaltai. If you go today, you will succeed over Yerushalayim. Vilo, lo yechaltai, you will not know. So, right, there's always this idea that the astrologers, there's some truth in what they're saying, but they have no idea why. So, right, they said to him, you gotta go today, otherwise it's not gonna work. He had to go today because this is the last day of the iniquity of Ov Yiran Kohanim, that Nov Yiran Kohanim, that would allow him to conquer Yerushalayim. So, Orcha, the Bible Skuya Basara Yoma, Sega Bachad Yoma, that Sancheriv was, the Siyata Dishmai was with him, that in a trip, or travels that should have taken him 10 days, took him 1 day, and that would be what we just said before, Eser Masaot. Right? The Eser Masaot referred to the 10 stops that he would have normally have to take in. Instead, it came in 1 day. He was able to do all of those Eser Masaot. So the equivalent of what had taken 10 days, took him 1 day to get to Yerushalayim. Kimat to Yerushalayim, Shadilei Bistarke, they piled up either carpets or mattresses, Ad the Sulik, so now he could, and they piled them up so high that he could see over the walls of Yerushalayim. He could see the whole Yerushalayim out in front of him. When he saw it, he says, it's a tiny little place. This is what's causing me all this problem. I'm coming all this way for this little thing here. Is this the city of Yerushalayim? The Allah Gishid Kol Meshari Yaitai, that I brought all my troops. You know, I called all my arms here. I brought the entire army here. Allah Kavshid Kol Medinta, and I had to conquer on my way here all these cities and all these nations just to get here. Alohi Zira, it's tiny. V'chol Sham Mikol Kachea Memayad Kavshid B'Tkov Yadi. It's tiny and it's weaker than any of all these other cities and nations that I've conquered. Right? It's a nothing. So Allah Bikam, he got up and stood. Umanid Bereshe, he was shaking his head. Movil might be a day, he's waving his arms. And the truth is, it's probably, the Gemara here is referring to the remainder of the Pasuk of Odayom Binov. The Pasuk ends, you know, Feif Yadav, Yenavi Yadav Har Batzion, Givat Yerushalayim. That the Pasuk goes about, you know, Feif Yadav, that he would wave his hands at the Har Batzion, we give to Yerushalayim, to the mountain of Batzion and the hilltop of Yerushalayim. So that's it. He got up there, he's waving his hands. So, Al Tor Beit Mikdash de Bitzion, Velzerata de Yerushalayim, on the Beit Mikdash, the mountain of Mikdash in Zion, and the Azarot that are in Yerushalayim. So again, I think it's coming from the Pasuk, or the end of the Pasuk, that's the Agad that's focused on over here. So, Amre, Nishtebe Yado Aidno. So he says, should we go? Should we attack it? His army, they ask, well, should we attack it today? Are we ready to go? Samalu, he said back to his army. His army's ready to go. Let's go. Samalu, Tamhitu, the Machar. You know what? Let's wait till tomorrow. Right? Because, and if you see the other Nuslach is that, the Atitu Ma'orcha, that we just came from the travels. We're long travels here. 10 days travel in 1 day. It's a long way to get here.
So, I had to warn you that it would be 10 days travel in 1 day because his.
It was ready for him.
Right.
But he was so, and this is one of the reasons that the Navi says he's going to be punished. He's so haughty. He thinks that it all belongs to him. This is the trap that Hashem wants him in. He said he thinks he can conquer Yerushalayim. He has to come to the capital city of the Jews, to the Makom HaMikdash, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so that he'll know that who the real king is and who really is in charge. So there's tomorrow morning, I want all of you to bring me, right, a piece of the wall. Tomorrow morning, each one of you is going to bring me a piece or a stone from the wall, and that's how we'll get into the city tomorrow. We'll just take apart the wall, and we're going to walk in there. So, Miyad, Vayi balailahu, vayitse malach Hashem, vayach b'machane Ashur, mea b'shmonim b'chamisha elef. It's a type of army he brought here. And that night, the malach Hashem goes out, killed 185,000 troops. Veshkimu b'boker, they got up in the morning, v'yulah inei kulam pigarim mitim. They all were corpses, dead. Amra papa, ainu damre inche, batina, batel dina. That's a common expression, which is, if you sleep on it, it goes away. Now, over here, the expression really comes up in two different places, or two different contexts. One of them would be, if you snooze, you lose. All right, so that would be in this case, which is what happened to Sancheriv, which is that he procrastinated, and he waited the next day, and he lost, because had he gone that day, he would have conquered Yerushalayim. The fact that he waited was, if you snooze, you lose. But truthfully, the context, if here, it's not, the expression here is, batina, if you, a person who's in a quarrel, if you go to sleep, vat, if you sleep at night, but you wake up in the morning, the quarrel is done. So even when people have a fight or altercation, if you sleep on it, I mean, it goes away. It's not something that's permanent, it's not something that keeps going, but you sleep on it, it will go away in the morning. So that's in a much more positive light. Here they're using an expression or that is of a positive nature, but they're using it in the context of, if you snooze, you lose, meaning that in the negative context here, where he procrastinated and it caused him to lose the battle. Right. So next, Vayish bi benov, asher bi lidei arafa, umishkel kino, shlosh miot mishkel nechoshet, v'chu chagur chadasha, v'yomer lakota David. So while we're dealing with Nov, well, let's get all the gotta done Nov out. So here we go. There was an individual known as Yishbi Benov, and he was of those that were born, Yilidei, the children of Harafa. Now, Rashi says over here, Rashi claims that Harafa means the children of Orpa, or child of Orpa, which we're going to see a little later, that he is a child of Orpa. If I had Pashup Shad, I would have said Yilidei Harafa, it's with Yilidei Harifaim, right, which are the giants, which I mentioned in Sefer Bereishit, Yilidei Anak, and those are the Rifaim. So that the Rifaim are those Anakim, mentioned there, mentioned in Devarim. So that I would call him the children of those giants. Umishkal kino, the weight of his spear, shlosh miot mishkal nechosha, 300, right, copper, coins or whatever it is that they measure with, v'chu chagur chadasha. It's a brand new belt, v'yomer lakota David, and he wants to kill David. Now what actually happens here is that they're in a battle with the Plishtim. This is mentioned in Sefer Shmuel. They're in a battle with Plishtim. And David's in the battle, and it seems to be, at least if it's chronologically correct, it's towards the end of David's life, he's a little older, in the battle, and David is getting overwhelmed in the battle by this Yishbi Menov. And then an individual called Avishai ben Tsruya, assuming he's Yoav's brother, shows up and rescues David from this giant, or from this Yishbi Menov. And then they come to him and say, the generals of his army, or his Giborim, say to him, David, it's time for you to hang up the belt, it's time for you to retire. We can't take you out to battle anymore. It's too risky to have the king at battle, and we almost lost you today. So we gotta, from now on, you're gonna stay home, and we're gonna handle the battles. So that's the pashtut of the story that's happening. Now the Gemara is gonna go, alright, my Yish Bibinov. Who is this Yish Bibinov? I'm Yehuda Marav. Ish Shaba Aliske Nov. He's a man who came on the issues of Nov. I'm Yehuda Kodesh Baruch Hu David Ad Matayye Avon Ze Tamun Biyadecha. How long are you going to live with this sin? Because of you, the city of Nov Irakonim was destroyed. Because you took refuge there, and you knew that anybody who offered assistance to you would be at risk. And that's exactly what happened. Achimelech, who offers assistance to him, that Shaul finds out about it and gets killed. Because of you, Doeg Adomi also lost out, because he's the one who killed, or on behalf of Shaul went and executed the Nov Irakonim, because he was present when David comes to Achimelech, and that's when he goes and tells Shaul that they offered assistance to David, right? Al Yadcha Nergu Shaul Shloshet Banav, and because of this, Shaul and his three children were killed. Which is interesting that the Gemara here sees this as the reason for the death of Shaul, right? The other two, that he loses the Malchut, and he loses the Malchut for his children, are from the two previous instances, one with the Amalek, and also not waiting by the Korban, for Shmuel, but that didn't necessarily mean that he was going to end up with a death penalty, or he's going to be, killed. They think that this Ovni HaKohenim was the incident that brought about, or the reason for Shaul and his three sons dying. So it's, Take your choice. Bad or worse? Do you want all your family to die out? Or do you want to be given over to the enemy? Better I get given over to the enemy than I lose all my descendants. So Yom Achad, Nafak. So he went out to one day, either Liskor, here is Sachar Bazai. He was out hunting and trapping animals, setting out nets. Atas Satan, Vidmele Kitavio. A Satan came and prepared him like a deer. Patak Be Gira. He went to, he went to shoot at it or an arrow at it. Flo Machio. It wasn't successful. Mashke Ad Amtie, the Eretz Plishtim. I don't know whether the deer itself dragged him or the arrow itself dragged him until he reached Eretz Plishtim. That somehow he was pulled or drawn to Eretz Plishtim, or that he was chasing after the deer and he ended up by accident entering into Eretz Plishtim. Kedichazi Yishbe Ishbibinov. So Ishbibinov saw this going on. He sees him. Amar, hey, Hainu the Kakatle the Galiatache. He says, that's the guy that killed my brother. He says, he came right here into the neighborhood. So he says, Kafte, ties him up. Kamte, folds him up. Otve, and he said him, Vishaji Tute Bebad. Now, Bebadjo. No, so either there's Gusir is Beisadio or Bebadjo. So Bebadjo means he put him in the Beit Abad, is in the olive press. Right? If you go today, you can go see the olive press. Those large, they have a huge, huge beam with the heavy rocks on it. They're going to press. So he put him in the press, and he's going to press him, basically. He's going to press David in the press. It David le Nisa. So, of course, David, a miracle happens for him. Machale Aro mitute. The earth under him softened. So that, of course, if you press, when it softened, it just pressed him into the ground and didn't crush him. So that's what happens here. Hainu dichtiv, that's what it says in Tehillim. Tachiv tzadi tachtai. I'm telling you, the pasuk pshat of the pasuk is not, it says, my stride lengthened, right? Velo ma'adu karsulai. And my ankles did not slip. So even though I widened my stride, right, and nevertheless, I didn't slip. That's what the pasuk pshat is in the Tehillim. But obviously here, the Gemara is using it that somehow beneath me widened and I did not slip. I mean, I wasn't crushed by this because I was able to expand it. Whatever was below me expanded. Right? Au yoma afnaya demalish abdavo. Happened to be that it was a panya. Thank you. Panya demalish abdavo was the afternoon of Erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Surya, habakachai freshe. He was washing his hair. Of course, for Shabbos Kodesh, he's getting ready and shampooing up the hair. But dalid garve demayo. With four, I don't know, garve could either be barrels, could be flasks, could be, Rashi says, sa'ot, could be whatever the measurement is that they're using here. But four measurements of water that he was washing his hair with. Now, chazia katame damo, he saw blood stains when he was washing. I don't know if he saw it either in his head or he saw it in the water that he was pouring. Igadam, right? There's some that say, ata yona. A dove came, ita'if kameh, and was shaking or flapping furiously in front of him. Rashi is very wordy over here about exactly what happened, but that the bird somehow was giving him a siman. Amar, he said, Knesset Yisrael, Yonah, it's imtila. That Knesset Yisrael is domeh, or is the mashal, nimshal to a Yonah. Shinemar, kanfei Yonah, nechapeh bekesef, right? The wings of the Yonah were covered in silver. This is also the pasuk brought by Elisha Baal Kenafayim, right? The one who put on tefillin, and then when the Romans came, took in his hand, he said, what's in your hand? He said, a dove. He opened up his hand. There's a dove in there. And again, the Gemara asks, why did he say Yonah? Because B'nai Yisrael, Nimshalu Ke Yonah. Sheshma Mina. Of course, this is what you would have thought. David Malka, the Yisrael, B'tzara Shari. David's in trouble. That's the first thing he would have thought. I don't know why, but he sees the Yonah, he sees that David HaMelech is in trouble. So after the Peite, goes to his house. Velo Ashkechei, he's not there. Right, Amar Tanan, Ein Rochvim Asuso, Ve'en Yoshvim Akiso, Ve'en Mishtamshim B'Sharvito. Can't ride his horse, can't sit in his seat on the throne, and he can't use his scepter. B'Shat Sakana Amai. When he's in danger, what do you do? So after Shalbei Midrasha, he goes to the base medrash, asks the shaila. Can you imagine this? David's in trouble. First he goes and to the house. Then he just starts to think about all the mishnayos. Then he goes to the base medrash to get a psak halacha. So what do they give him? Amrle.
There wasn't much to do. You call him up and try to have intelligence to find out where he is.
Right, exactly. Amrle, v'shatza kana shaper dami. Says, time of danger, should have been on. Pikuach nefesh. There's no question. It's interesting here that the Gemara, the fact that he had a havamina not to, might mean that even in Bikuach Nefesh, you would be not permitted. That, again, the institution of the king, these ideas are to protect the institution of the king, to have Yirat HaMelech, and does Yirat HaMelech trump Pikuach Nefesh? I mean that if in the face of Pikuach Nefesh one can violate the institution of the king, then again, maybe that is a problem for the, right, the idea of Yirat HaMalchut, or Yirat Malchut, that somehow will be abrogated by taking it. In fact, the Gemara has a Havamin, he has a Havamin here, that even in the face of Sakanat HaFashut, this would apply, I think it's just an interesting Havamin in the Gemara. But anyway, in the end they say, no, Pikuach Nefesh, go ahead. So Rachle the Prade, so he got on his mule, Vakam, Va'azal, right, so he went ahead and went, Kafsale Ara, the earth shrunk, there shrank over there, that it came in. Why do I say that? Because you always think that Kafsa Aretz means that, from the word Kafots, to jump, so that he went quickly and he jumped. Rashi over here quotes, and Rashi in other places quotes, that the source of the word here is Lo Tikpots Et Yadcha, right, do not close your hand when it comes to the Ani, don't be a miserly, do not withhold staka. Close your hand. So the kafats over here is not to mean to jump, but kafats means to shrink, shrivel up, right? Just the opposite, that the land collapsed and made it easier for him to go. So he went quickly. But Ade Kamaske, so on his way, I don't know how he knew where to go. I don't know exactly the first thing you think, go to Eretz Plishtim, you know, to find David, but somehow he knows how to get there. And on his way, he bumps into none other than Chazid Arpa, he may. So he sees Orpa, the mother of this Ishbinov. So how about Navla? She was weaving. He chazite, when she saw him, paskata la pilcha, she took out her, you know, weaving needle, and shadate eloi, she threw it at him. Savra la miktale, she was trying to kill him. But obviously it didn't work, so now she pretends like it just fell. Amrlay, alam, young man, aitili palach, I want you to hand me back that needle that fell for me. Right, even though she had intentionally thrown it at him. So, Patke, Beresh Mochot, Vikatla, he said, no problem, I'll return you the favor. He threw it at her head and killed her. Karchazia Yishbi Benov, he says, when Yishbi Benov saw him coming, he says, Amar Hashavi Beitrain. Right, so he says, now it's two against one. Right, Vikatlanli, they're going to kill me. So, Patke, the David, so he decided, let's get rid of this David quickly, instead of crushing him under the press. He throws him up. He throws David up in the air. Leila, but dats le rumche. Takes his spear, implants it in the ground. Amar nefalolah v'niktal. He'll fall on that. On his way down, I'm out of here. He throws David up in the air, puts the spear that he's going to fall. He'll implant himself on the spear when he comes down, and I'm out of here. So, shame. So Avishai utters the shame Hashem. Ukmin le David ben Shmaya le'ara. So he had David. He holds him up there. Stuck up there in the heavens. So, v'neim alayihu. So why doesn't David just utter the shame of Hashem? Why does he need Avisha? Kept himself up there by himself. So, in chavush, motzi atzmo mibet asurim. The one who's incarcerated can't free himself from jail. The one who's in jail can't let himself out. Now, I would say that, again, here's an interesting, just Rashi. Generally, when you look in the Gemara in Brachot, when it talks about in chavush, motzi atzmo mibet asurim, there it's talking about the fact that it seems to be that one cannot, they're in the context of davening, that one cannot, right, a chole, someone else davens can be to help take away, but the chole himself can't daven for himself. Almost seems to be an idea that it's impossible, that the chole himself is unable or incapable of doing it. Rashi over here says that he is capable of doing it. He says it's a technical problem, Rashi. That it's just that, because he's in the midst of the action, or he's the one who is sick, he can't bring himself to the kavanah that's needed. So therefore, he can't utter the shame here, David, or the choleh can't daven. Because of the circumstances which they're found in, they can't do it. So here Rashi is saying it's a technical problem, which is that if you were able to be mechavein, you would be able to do it. From the Gemara and Brachot, sounds like that's not the ein chavush, right? Matir atzmo beit asurim is like a given, that it can't, no matter how much or what the tefillah is, it's just you can't do it. Right, so I'm like, my bayit hocha. So Avishai says to David, you know, while you're hanging up there, we say, what are you doing over here? He says, Hashem asked me, what did I want? To be given over to the enemies? Or did I want to, lose my zera? And this is what I'm doing over here. That's what I answered him. Amalei apech tzlotich. Says, flip your tefillah. Ask Hashem to reverse the gzera. Forget about this oyei business. Let your children be killed at. Why? Barbarach kira, Lisbon. Vadot it's there. You know, your grandson or your descendants can be selling wax. And what do you care? It doesn't bother you. You'll be dead. So that your descendants are wiped out? That doesn't have any effect there. You'll be alive now. Nothing going on. It's a very strange claim by Avishai. Right. And on top of that, David accepts it. Help me, Davin. That's what he says earlier. Help me, Davin. That's what it means. That again, in the little, I told you the pshat, the psukim, is that Avishai ben Tzruya comes to help him, right, to rescue him. Over here, he's saying that he came to daven with him to reverse the gzeira, that it should now be that his zera is wiped out, and not that he should be given into the hands of the oyev.
If you look at the analogy that Avishai gives him, maybe what he's saying there is that. Is that your zera being wiped out doesn't necessarily have to mean literally that they will be destroyed and physically wiped out. As you say, use an example of letting them, you know, be selling wax, meaning let them become impoverished because they're no cloth.
I think it's a nice explanation. I think you're right. Because the Gemara asks literally, when did they get wiped out? So the Gemara is going to ask that in the next Talmud. So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Shazro B'Tfilah. What does that mean? That he helped him? He helped him daven. Amar Avishai, shame. Vachted, right? So after they had this nice conversation, then he says the shame and he brings him back down. You know, he wouldn't let him down until he told him all this information. Brings him back down. So have a karodif b'drayu. Well, this Ishbi Benov is not going to give up so easily. He starts chasing after them. So kimatu kubi. When they reach a place or a town called Kubi, Amre Kumbe. It's time to, you know, take him on. It's time to turn around. They were being darshaning the names of the places. So this is, we stop running away from him. This is our chance to stand up to him. Kimata Beitrei, he said, when they reached the place called Beitrei, Amrei Beitrei Gurian, Kadula Aryeh. Wait a minute, two cubs are going to kill the lion? So that's not, it's not going to work. It's not a good place to stand up against him. So Amrei, they said to him, Zil Ishtakach L'arpa Yimech B'kibra. Go find your mother or pa in the grave. I mean that they were hinting to him that he had killed his mother. When they mentioned the name of his mother, he was weakened, suddenly weakened, and he was, then they killed him. This is the end of those psukim, that the Anshei David make him take an oath at that point in time. You're not going out to war with us anymore. And that the candle of Israel should not be extinguished. I mean that it's too risky to take you to battle. Again, over here, the Gemara is not taking it literally to go out to battle, but...
It wasn't going out to battle.
Right. But you should not go and put yourself in the hands of the Oyev, and rather you should give up your Zera. So Tanu Banan, Shlosha Kafsalahem Aretz. Three people did the land shrunk for them in their... Schut, in order that they should get there faster. Eliezer Eved Avraham. Eliezer, when he goes to get a wife for Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu. Right, Yaakov when he's going to Haran. And Avishai ben Tzruya. So Avishai ben Tzruya ad Amran. We just had it here that he reached David to rescue him. Eliezer Avraham, Dichtiv Avo Hayom Elayin. Right, that he says, I reached the well. So what do you mean today? The Memradahu Yom Anafak. That day he left, and that day he got there. Yaakov Avinu Dichtiv, what's the story about Yaakov Avinu Dichtiv? Yitzei Yaakov mi Beersheba, Vayelech Charano. He went out of Beersheba, and he reaches Haran. V'chtiv Vayifkamu Makom. Then he suddenly bumps into the place. Vayelen Sham, and then he rested there. Wait, Vayelech Charano means that he already reached Haran. Vayifkamu Makom, sounds like he bumped into a place on the way. So how could that be? Kiva Hashemesh, because the sun had set. Kimata l'charan. So what's the Medrash says? Kimata l'charan v'ich charan. Ma'ayav shara v'atel makom shepalu bo avotai. How could it be that I passed the place where my forefathers had been? V'ani lo yitpalalti bo, and I didn't daven there. Boy l'me'adar. I have to go back. Kevin to hear her b'datei l'me'adar. As soon as he thought about going back, kafsa le'aret, the land shrank, and miyad v'yifka b'makom. Right then, he bumped into the place. And Devar Acher, the Gra website, the rest I'll read it, but the Gra website is Gears here, Devar Acher, Pigyal, Tfilah, Shemar, Batal, Tisbalel, Badam, Azev, Altisab, Adam, Rina, Tfilah, Altif Gabi. So there, Ifka said that he davened, but Ifka Mugon said he davened there. Vayolin Shamki Vashemish, he rests there because the sun has set. Batar, Ditzali, by the Medar. After he davened in the place, he went to go back to Haran. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzadik Zeh Ba LeBeit Meloni Yipater Belo Lina, comes to my hotel and he's going to go without sleeping. How could it be? He's got to stay overnight here. So, and by the way, this is just from yesterday's daf. Over here, you see Beit Meloni referring to the Makom HaMikdash. Again, the opposite of what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we said Beit Meloni was the Mikdash Lamalo. And over here, the Gemara is using a Beit Meloni. I mean, obviously it's Mechuvan, but Beit Meloni, Yipater Belolina, Miyad Ba'ashemesh, the sunset. Vainu Dichtiv. That's what it says later on in Bereshit. This is Parshat Vayishlach. Vayizlach Lo Ashemesh. Right, that the sun rose. I mean, this is after he has the fight with the Malach. And then he walks away, and he's Tzolei Yerecho, Vayizlach Lo Ashemesh. That the sun rises, and he is limping. What do you mean that the sun rose for Yaakov? This is when the sun rises, it rises for everybody, not just for Yaakov. The same sun that set on his behalf rose on his behalf. Meaning that the sunset was in his favor, meaning that it went down early in order to stop him in the place of Elam HaKom. Over here, it rose early in order to cure him. So that's the... Alright, so that's the end of the Midrash. This is actually subject to a major, major machloket between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi and the Ramban about exactly what happens with Yaakov, and where is Yaakov traveling. Alright, so Rashi over here is a little unclear. Actually, Rashi over here sounds a little more like the Ramban. Rashi in Chulin, where the Gemara is also found, discusses the sugi over there, and there he sounds much like more his pshat in Chumash. So it just reads you a couple of psukim and just give you some background to this. It says Vayetze Yaakov Mibeshar Vayelech Harana. So the problem of Vayelech Harana is already we have to deal with. What? Why is that? Vayifka Mamakom is the second problem, and then Kivah Hashem is that the sun already set. Which is pointing out the problems of the psukim. Then it says Vayachlom. He has a Andrei Vinei Sulam Mutzav Arsha Arza Birushom Agi Hashemaima. There's a ladder, the foot of the ladder is on the earth, and the head is in the Shemayim. Then, if you skip towards the end of this, then by Yaakov, after the dream, he wakes up, Yaakov Mishnato, and says, Achein Yesh Hashem Makom Hazeh, and Echol Yadati. Therefore, Vayira, he's afraid, Vayomer, Manara Makom Hazeh, Ein Zeh Ki Im Beit Elokim, Zeh Shar Shemayim. This is the Beit Elokim, and this is Zeh Shar Shemayim. This is the entrance to heaven. And then, at the end there, it says, Vayikra Hashem Makom Ahu Beit El, and it was loose in the beginning. And Beit El is nowhere near where the Beit Elokim is. Beit Elokim, if we call it Yushalayim, Hara Moriah. And Beit El, Luz, is up in Binyamin. So what's going on in the Tzukim here? So now, the Pshat of the Tzukim, I'll just give you the Rishbam. The Rishbam is the classic Pshat of the Tzukim. He says, Vayelech Harana, he says, not that he went to Halach Letzad Haran. Vayelech Harana means that he set on the journey to Haran. Right, he didn't go, he didn't end up in Haran, he went on a journey. And then, Vayifka b'makom, is Irlo, go dark of a makom, echad chutz me'ilus. He probably came into a place that was outside of Luz, Kiva Shemesh, the sunset, and he didn't have time to enter the city. So he ended up staying in this place right outside of Luz, because he couldn't enter into the city. And that's the pshat, according to Rashbam, the psukim. And that's how he deals with all these issues. Now, you have the Gemara in Chulin, which repeats our Gemara over here. And then here you have Rashi in Chulin, who starts to give us some of the flavor of this. He says, Vayelech Harana is the mashma de matel haran. Vayivka b'makom zainu beit el dekati lo matel haran. And then he says, Shitbalu bo avutai. Hai beit el, lo asamuch la'ayhu el Yerushalayim. That beit el is not the one close to I that refers to the Beit El that we know throughout Sefer Bereshit, but rather Yerushalayim. And that's true in Bereshit in general, that the names of places in Sefer Bereshit are not necessarily the names of places, but reflect incidents that happen in the places. So it says Yitzchak and Abraham are both in Be'er Sheva because they have the Sheva Kvasot. And that there's incidents that take place. The name of the city is determined by the incident, not by the previous name of the city. So in fact, it's called Beit El, it's not because it was Beit El, but Beit El because it was the house of God. I mean, that's why it's called Beit El. So now Rashi already starts to get you a little flavor of what he's going to say, and here it is. Rashi and Chumash already brings down. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Yosef b'zera sulam azeh omeid b'Be'er Sheva. The foot of the ladder was in Be'er Sheva. Ve'emtza shipu'o magia keneged Beit HaMikdash. The middle of the ladder was over the Beit HaMikdash. She'Be'er Sheva omeid b'droma shel Yehuda. Beit Sheva is in the southern end of Yehuda. V'Yerushalayim b'tzvona. And Yerushalayim is in the northern end of Yehuda, on the gvul, on the border between Yehuda and Binyamin. Ubeitel. Beitel is in Safon of Nachlat Binyamin. It's the northern end of Nachlat Binyamin, on the border between Nachlat Binyamin and the Nachlat Ephraim. So, Begvol, Sheben Binyamin, Uben Bnei Yosef. Nimsa Sulam, Shiraglav Beersheba. You have a ladder whose foot is in Beersheba. Virosho Beitel, and the head of the ladder is in Beitel. Magiyam Sashipo, Negin Yerushalayim. And the middle of the ladder is in Yerushalayim. So according to Rashi, this ladder has sitting in Beersheba as the head of the ladder is in Beitel, and the middle of the ladder is in Yerushalayim, and that's where Yaakov is. He's under the middle of the ladder, according to Rashi. That's one, Rashi says. The second thing says. So now, he says, okay, now what did the Rabbanan said over here, that Aragadita here? So he says, where do they get Aragadita over here? Omerani, Shinekar Haramoria, Uvalakan, that Haramoria moved and came to Beitel. V'zehu kfitzat ha'aretz ha'amura b'shchitat chulin. Right, that's the kfitzat ha'aretz that's in the Gemara in Chulin, which is parallel to our Gemara. Sheba beit ha'migdash likrato ad Beitel. V'zehu v'yifga b'makom. So what happened? Yaakov goes to Haran, according to Rashi, sees that he hasn't done, he's going to return. He gets until Beitel, he returns until Beitel, and when he reaches Beitel, Haramoria decides to come visit him in Beitel. And that's Kfitza Daderach. So I go back to Beitel, and Haramoria moves to Beitel. That's Vayivgav Makom. The Ramban, over there, quotes Rashi. And not only does he say, Lo Nayar Ali, he says, Velo Nayar Ali Klal. He says, Rashi makes no sense to me. He says, number one, She ain't Kfitza Daderach, she's Kiruba Yaakov, Eloko Oto Shamru Be'eliezer Avad Avraham. He says, wait, there are three people mentioned here in the Gemara. And when it says Kfitzat HaDerech, what does it mean Kfitzat HaDerech? With Avishai ben Tzruya and by Eliezer, what does it mean Kfitzat HaDerech? That they're able to travel a long distance in one day. I mean, that Kfitzat HaAretz is indication that not that that land moved, but rather they traveled a distance that should have taken them longer, and they did it in a very, at a much faster pace. As soon as he decides to leave Haran, he's there in a second. Lo shechazar lebeitel. Not that he went back to El. Velo shekafat Haran Maria v'alishem. It didn't move. Says what? He says, Umatam she explodes Haramoria, Biavo at Beitel. Why does Haramoria have to come to Beitel? He said, Acharsha Tarach Yaakov Lachzor Micharana at Beitel, Malach Kama Yamim. I mean, Yaakov already went. If you're talking about Beitel versus Haran, that means if he's walking back from Haran all the way to Beitel, that's already a trip of a number of days. That's not a one day trip. That means that Yaakov's on the road already for a number of days going back to Beitel. I will save you the last half an hour. I mean, not half an hour, but there, half a day a walk from Beitel to Yerushalayim. We'll save you the last half day. We'll bring Haramori to you. I mean, what type of kfitza nederach is that? Vote. Ki Beitel enu sof gvul Eretz Yisrael, mipat Haran. And first of all, what it mean? He didn't bump into Beitel right away. Because Haran Eretz Kedemu, this happens to be a machlokes between the Ramban and others. The Ramban thinks that Haran's in the east. Whereas most believe that Haran's in the north or the northeast, like Rashi and others. Ramban has the belief that Haran's all the way to the east. So he says, you're not going to bump into Beitel even when you're walking back from Haran. Hey, this is Ramban l'shitato. And the Medrash that says that the Shipua of the Sulam was in Yerushalayim, Shipua is not the middle of the ladder. Shipua has to be an end of the ladder. What is Shipua? The middle of the ladder? Why would that be the middle? Vote. Matam liot k'neged Beitel. And why is that opposite the middle? The middle has no more meaning than any other part of the ladder. Aval hamidrashim halalu inyan acher lahem. These midrashim are explained differently. And here's the Ramban explaining what happened with Yaakov. He brings down three different midrashim. One of them matches our midrash in the Gemara here, but the Ramban learns them all the same, which is this. Pretty amazing. The Ramban believes that Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov not in Beersheba, but rather in Hebron. Ah, so now, what's he doing in Beersheba? Shu Eretz Megurei Aviv. V'imkena Katuv, Shamar V'yitze Yaakov mi Beersheba. That's the problem over here. What's Yaakov doing in Beersheba? Why is he leaving from Beersheba if he's in Hebron? Ki kasher tzivau Aviv lalechet el Lavan. When his father commanded him to go to Lavan, halach sham litol reshut. He went there to get permission to leave. That's where he stayed. You know where Yaakov has a dream? In Beersheba. He went to Beersheba, which was the Makom Megurei Aviv, to get permission to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's going out of Beersheba. His father, people in the past, Hula tried, the later Yaakov, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, leaves from Beersheba. Avram, when he left the land, went through Beersheba. Right? Yitzchak, when he starts to go, is going through Beersheba to leave the land. When you leave the land, you go to Beersheba. So Yaakov went to Beersheba to leave the land. Over there, that's where he goes to sleep. He falls asleep and he has the chalom, getting permission to leave Eretz Yisrael in Beersheba. In that dream, he sees a ladder. Where's the ladder? The ladder has a foot to where? The base of the ladder is in Beersheba. Where's the head of the ladder? Over Yerushalayim. The base of the ladder is in Beersheba. The head of the ladder is over Yerushalayim. So that's what it's talking about. That's why he says, when he says over there, that the place, L'chein yadash Beersheba, hu shar ha-shamayim. He says, Beersheba is the shar ha-shamayim. That's a place good for tefillah, because he has a dream over there. Right? That should be the marketing campaign for Beersheba. Right? Zeh shar ha-shamayim. Right? That's it. So, Beit HaMikdash, Beit Elokim. When he says, Zeh shar ha-shamayim, Beit Elokim, he's referring to shar ha-shamayim is Beersheba, and Beit Elokim is the other end of the ladder. The top of the ladder is Beit Elokim over Yerushalayim. He reached Haran in a day. That's one. And the Evan that he placed down was on his way. When he went from Beersheba, it's not Beit El, but he went to Beit El and put the rock there on his way to Haran. And that's Beit El, the real Beit El that we know doesn't have to be. Right? But it means that the Beit El can either be the Beit El, right? Of Yerushalayim, or it could be the Beit El, but he places the rock there. Then he brings down another medrash, which is the medrash that we have over here, and an additional medrash. In all the medrashim, he talks about the Kfitzat HaDerech being one day, but he disagrees with Rashi on those two points. That number one is that the ladder did not extend from Beersheba to Beit El, but rather the ladder is based in Beersheba, and the head of the ladder is in Yerushalayim. A question of where he stayed, in terms of whether it was in Har HaMoriah he slept in, or did he sleep in Beersheba, right, that is subject to the Machloket HaMidrashim. But the Ramban's belief is that if he went all the way to Haran in our Gemara over here and came back, that means he came back in a day. I mean, when he went to Haran, he immediately was already at Har HaMoriah. That was the return. And according to the other Midrash, that he left Beersheba and he reached Haran in a day. And the Ramban at the end says, maybe Ulam Kulo Emet. Maybe they're all true. He did a lot of traveling, and all of the travels went very quickly. Right, so this is the Ramban who argues in Rashi, vehemently argues in Rashi. It's interesting over here that Rashi in our Gemara says something in Rashi over here. He says, what does it mean? Katsa lo haderech, vayasham miyad. And he was there immediately. So as opposed to Rashi in Chulin and the Rashi in the Torah, vayasham miyad, which sounds like what? Exactly like the Ramban, that he got there immediately. That's not Rashi's Pshad in Chumash, and then in Chulin says he went to Beit El, and then Har HaMoriah and the Akaran went to him. Over here he says he was there miyad. He was already at the Har HaMoriah Miyad, which is, sounds like the Ramban, Pshat HaRamban. All right. Now, the question, right, Shaul, why I told you before, I think the Pshat here can't be that it was that they became poor, is, because the Gemara says over here, Uminalon, Dekola, Zari, De David. How do we know that the descendants of David were wiped out? Dichtiv. It says, Vatalya im Achaziyahu. Right, Achaziyahu was the mother of Achaziyahu. Rata ki meit bino. Her son dies. She goes out and wipes out the entire Beit David. Why does she do that? Because she wants to be the queen. Yoash. Wait a minute. They do. They sneak away Yoash. Right? The Kohen Gadol and his wife actually take Yoash and hide him in the Mikdash. And they actually bring him up in the Mikdash. And later on, they reveal him as the king. Right, which is actually the Haftorah for Parshat Shkalim. The whole incident around this Yoash. Hatam Nami Ishtayar Evyatar. No, it's a Mida Keneged Mida. By Ira Kohanim, all of the Kohanim were wiped out except for, there's one escapee, Evyatar. The son of Achimelech escapes, and he becomes the Kohen Gadol. He joins David and becomes the Kohen Gadol for David until he loses it later on. Ben Achimelech. Achimelech has one child that escapes. Ben Achituv, Ushmo Evyatar. So also over here, David has one remnant. Who's that? That escapes? Yoash. So just like by Novi Arkoanim, there was one escapee or there's one refugee. So over here, there's one refugee from being Kalei Zarei de David, which is Yoash survives. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Imalei, right, Nishtaer Avyatar Lachimelech Ben Achituv, Nishtaer Mizarosh of David, Zareidu Palit. The conclusion you could draw from this is, had Avyatar not escaped from Novi Arkoanim, there would be nothing left of the descendants of David, because then Yoash wouldn't have been allowed to survive, because he's only, Yoash only survives because Eviatar did survive. Right, Machut ve David and Mashiach ben David. Right. So I'm Yehuda Merav. Balem samcher v'rasha barbaim v'chamisha elef ish bnei Malchim yeshvim v'kronot shel zav. So he attacks. Samcher attacks Yerushalayim with. We're back to our topic here. Back on topic. 45,000 princes that sit in golden chariots. See, basically, all these places that he conquered, he took the princes, he brought them here. Vimehem, shiglonot, and along with them are queens or princesses, vizonot, along with them. Uba, shmonim, elef, giborim, levushe, shiryon, klipa. And with them he has 80,000 armor-wearing, right, or mail, armor-mail, you know, meaning that they're wearing over themselves armor. Uba, shishim, elef, achuzei cherev. And he has 60,000 sword bearers, Ratzim Lefanav, going before him, Vashar, and then in addition to that, or whatever's left over, he has Vashar Prashim. The rest of them were, right, I skipped, I'm sorry, Zari Prashim, which are the, either infantry here, there's a issue with the Girsha, is either there's cavalry and infantry that are here. The Girsha should include also the infantry. Now, the problem is that how many people die when the Malach comes? It's 185,000. And we just listed 185,000 without the Shar. So what's going on here? When Avraham's attacked by the Malachim. Oh, they owed. Right, we'll see if there were any survivors. We'll see in a second. So also that's who attacked Avraham. These same numbers. His camp was 400 parsa long. Again, the number 400 is usually derech guzman in Gemara. If you lined up all the cavalry, all the horses together, their necks would measure 40 parsaot. Sach machaneo, total number of people in his camp. Matayim v'shishim ribo. So let's do this. Matayim v'shishim is 260. Ribo is 10,000. So that's 2,000,000. Right, 600,000. Alafim, another 1,000 is 2,600,000,000. Chaser chad, missing one. Right, they were looking for that guy. Baye, chaser chad ribo, is he missing 1,000? Or chaser chad alfa, is he missing 1,000? Or chaser mea, is he missing 100? Or chaser chad, really one, teiko, they don't know. Out of that 2,600,000,000, they're not sure who's missing. All right, Tanar, Bishonim, Avru, Bishachi, or Bishchi, it's really Bishchi. The first ones crossed by swimming, crossing the Yarden. What time I hear they're crossing over the Yarden? They swam across. Shenemar, V'chalaf B'Yehuda Shataf V'Avar. There's going to be a flood that comes into Yehuda. The flood here is describing the army of Sancherib coming into Yehuda. So they're going to come in like a flood, V'Avar. Emtzaim, the middle group, they crossed Avru B'Koma. They could stand up. Shenemar, Ad Savar Yagia. They will reach until the neck. This flood will reach until your neck. And obviously the Mashal is Yerushalayim. They're going to conquer over all of Yehuda, and Yerushalayim is going to be left. I mean, just, it'll be reaching until the neck, but the head will remain. Well, who's the head of Yehuda? That's Yerushalayim. Acharonim elu afar begalayim. There was no more water left in the Yarden by the third group crosses over. V'lo matzo mayim v'na'ar lishtot. There was nothing to drink. Ad sheyivu mayim mimakom acher. They had to bring water from somewhere else, v'shato, and they drank it. Shenemar, ani karti v'shatiti mayim. I dug, and then for I drank water. And they had to dig wells, or they had to bring water from somewhere else because they had drained the Yarden from the so many people going. V'aktiv. Now here, the Gemara says V'aktiv as a question. Rashi claims it's not a question on the previous Gemara. V'aktiv, V'yitze malach Hashem, V'yakev v'machnei Ashur, 185,000. And we just said there were a lot more than that. So is it a question on the description above of the numbers, or is it a description or a question on this Mishnah that says there were 2,600,000,000? So he says, Vaishkimu Baboker, Bine Kulam Pigarim Mitim, they're all dead. Samarabo, Halalu Rashi Gasotim. No, the numbers that we were listening before, when we say 185,000, those are just the leaders, the generals, the lieutenants, whoever they are, the heads of the armies. Amaravashi Tekanami, that makes sense. Tikhti Bimishmanav Razon. That among the fat ones, I'm gonna make them skinny. That's the beginning of this Nevuah Vishayahu. Zabishmanim, Deepu. Right, that I will take out the ones that are fat. So I'm Ravina, Dekanami, Yitiv, Vaishlach Hashem Malach, Kamal comes, Vayached Kol Gibor Chayel, he destroys every strong man, Vinagid, right, and leaders, Visar B'Machaneh, and any minister, again, these are the heads of the Machaneh. Vayavo, it says here at the end of that Pasuk, Vayavo Beit Eluhav, Sancheriv returns home. Sancheriv survives. Shall I do your question? He survives. Umiyitzei me'av sham. And from his offspring are there. Hipilu becheriv. They destroyed him by the sword. They killed him. Shvamina. Right? So there you see that on this pasuk, that it was the leaders that were destroyed, but there were survivors. Or here we see that Sancheriv does survive the battle. So now, Bamehikam. So what did they kill him with? Or what did Hashem destroy them with? So Rabbi Lezer Omer Biyadikam, Hashem used his arm and killed them. Shinamar, Vayar Yisrael, Tiyad HaGdola. Right? So what is HaYad with the Hey Ayudia? Hayad, Shadida, Lipera, means Sancherib. The Yad will eventually take revenge from Sancherib. Rabbi Shua Omer, Betza Hikam. He hit him with a finger, he destroyed them. Shinamar, Vayomar Chodmeel, Paro, Etzba Elukim, He. Again, Etzba Elukim, He. Etzbasha tida li para misancherb. The etzba that will eventually take revenge on Sancherib. Rabbi Lezer beno, Shel, Rabbi Yosef Gliomer, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu de Gabriel. Says Gabriel, yonales, maglach netusha. Is your scythe, say, drawn or sharpened? I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Shneamar, mipnei charavot nadadu. They will wander away from the swords, or meaning that they were scared away by the swords. Shimon ben Yochai omer oto aperek zman bishul perot. Here, this comes in Yonah Dioma. That day was the time of the ripening of the fruits. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Gabriel, shata yotzei levashel perot, has kicked them. While you're out there to go and ripening the fruits, take care of the Sancherib on your way. Just add a little pit stop on the way and kill them out. Shneamar, midei avro yikach etchem. When he passes by, he'll take you. Ki baboker, baboker yavor. Bayom ubalayla, he will go by each day, night and day. Baya rak zava havin shmua. Whoever understands what's happened here will be overcome by utter fear and terror. So this is a case here that when the staff goes by, it will end up killing you, even though it won't be directed at you. It'll be going somewhere else. On its way, it'll kill you. So the same thing over here. On its way, it kills them. Amar Papa, I know Dharma Inche, as the people say, good expression that people have. Gavorchech, the Badavavach, Ishtama. Once you're on your way, give your enemy a little, you know, knitch. Make sure that while you, you know, if you have a chance to, make sure that while you're on the way, if you have a chance to give something to your enemy or you could do something bad to him on the way, make sure you take the advantage of the opportunity. Some say that he breathed into their nose and they died. Shamar, the gam nashaf behem vayivashu. He breathed into them, right? And they dried out. He blew into them and they withered. So Birmi Abramar, Kapayim Safak, he clapped his hands. When they died, Shinemar, it says in Yecheskel, Bagamani, Ake, Kapi, El Kapi, Vanichoti, Chamati. I will, you know, slam, hit my hands together, and I will be, relieved of my anger. So to over here, it's a, you know, Hashem will be relieved of his anger against Sancherib when he claps his hands. They'll be all dead. He opened up the ears and they heard the shira of the chayot. Umeitu shneamar, because it says, again, here, the beginning of the pasuk is probably what the Gemara is referring to. The beginning of the pasuk is mikol hamon nedudu amim. From the, you know, the sounds of the many, the nations were moved, right? Miroma matchu naftu goyim. And from those that are above, exalted, were scattered the nations. So it's mikol hamon. The beginning of the pasuk is why you're referring to the kol hamon is the kol hachayot. From them, nadudu amim and naftu goyim. So this is what you want to know. So how many were left over? Rav Amar Asara, there were 10 survivors of this. Shneamar Ushaar Eight Yaro Mimispar Iyu Venar Yichtevim. It says Ushaar Eight Yaro, right? The remnant of the trees of the forest. Mispar will be few. Mispar Iyu Venar Yichtevim, and a child will be able to write them. Kama Nar Yechol Yichtov. How much can a nar write? How much can a child write? Asara, 10. I would read again, Pashup Shad here is that, you know, children know how to count to 10. They know how to write to 10. Right? 10 fingers. That's what I would thought. Rashi says no, that they, one drop of dio makes the letter yud. So any, even a child can draw a letter yud, which represents 10. That's what Rashi says. Shmuel Amar Tisha. There were 9 survivors. Shneamar. It says, Vinishar Bo Olelot, Kinokev Zayit. There were remnants of olives on the picked over tree. Shnai mushlosha gargarim barosh shamir. 2 or 3 at the top branches, the top boughs. Arba v'chamisha b'sifa, and 4 and 5 at the lower, or the flourishing boughs. So now, he says, according to, According to Shmuel, Arba Chamisha means 4 or 5, means 9, right? Shuman Levi Amar Arba Asar, there were 14. Shemar Shnayim Shlosha Arba Chamisha. If you add them all up, you get 14. V'Yochanan Amar Chamisha. There were only 5 survivors. Who were the 5 survivors? Sancheriv Ushnei Banav. Sancheriv and his 2 children. Nebuchadnezzar Unevuziraden. Nebuchadnezzar, who's going to become the king of Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, who is the general of his army. Nebuchadnezzar, Gemara. We have no proof about Nebuchadnezzar. That's a Masorah. Right? Nebuchadnezzar, Dichtiv. It says, by Nebuchadnezzar, when he sees Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah being burnt in the fire, he sees a 4th person in the fire. It says, Virive, di, rivia, dome, with a hey, levar, Elohim. So that the, he says that the 4th person, they see 4 people, they put in Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, now they see a 4th person on there that looks like a malach in the fire. So Mar says, V'yilav techaz, yomenoha v'yodah. How do you know the 4th person was a malach if he never saw a malach? Elah, he was there at the battle with Sancheriv and he saw a malach. So now he knew what a malach looked like. So that's how he knew what the malach looked like in the fire. Sancheriv is Shnei Banav. How do you know Sancheriv is 2 children? He was bowing down in the Avodah Zarah, the house of Avodah Zarah, of Nisroch, of his God. V'adra melech v'shar etzer banav. These 2 of his children, he killed b'cheriv. They killed him by the sword. If this wasn't written in the Pasuk, I couldn't say it. Right? It says, it will be on that day, Yigaleach Hashem Batar, Shechira, Hashem will shave with a large razor, Be'ivrei Anar, right, on the crossing of the Nahar, Anar Prat, it means on the Euphrates, B'melech Hashur at Arosh, he'll shave off his head, B'sar HaGalayim, and his leg of his hair of his legs, B'gamet HaZakan, Tispeh, and he'll also destroy his beard. When Sancheriv is running away, going back home, Hashem appears to him like a man, meaning like an older man or a messenger of Hashem. Probably Shliach Hashem is probably the more appropriate. I'm like, Yazal, the Gabi Malche, Mizrach, Umarav, the Tititu, the Bnayu, the Katlinu, Mayamartu, says, you took all these princes from all over the world to bring them to battle, and now they're all dead. How are you going to face up to these other kings? What are you going to say to them? So he says, Amaloh, he said back to this older gentleman, Hau Gavra, Bahu Pachta Namayotiv. Exactly, I'm afraid of that. I don't know what's going to happen to me. So Amaloh, Echinavit, says the older man, what should I do? So Amaloh, I have a great idea. Zil, Vishani Nafshach, go and disguise yourself. So he says, Bamayishne, how should I disguise myself? He says, Amaloh, Zil, Aitali Mispira, Vigzayach, bring me a razor, bring me scissors, and I'll take care of your disguise. He says, Ana Mehechaiti, where should I get the scissors or where should I get the razor from? I'm like, oh, the Haubeta, go to that house. Baiti, and bring them. He went over there and he found, Atu Malachi Asherit, Vidmu Leki Gavre. There were Malachi Asherit there that were like people. They were grinding or milling stones of the tamarim, of the dates, their date pits. Alright, Amalei, Avali Mispara, please give me, he didn't say please, but give me the scissors, give me the razor. Amalei, Tchon Chad, Deriva, De Kashiata. You gotta do 1 barrel worth of, 1 barrel worth of date pits. You gotta grind. I'm assuming this is like a very hard work. You gotta do that first. Menetan Lecha. So he said, Tachan Chad, Deriva, De Kashiata, Vayavalei did. He did whatever they asked him to do and they gave it to him. Avalei Misparta. They gave him the scissors. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, Batar Haschira. The razor of, that was schira, because he had to do work in order to get it. So the work of what normally the water does, the mill is normally turned by the water, they made Sancheriv do it instead. Say, ad ata ichshach. He got back to the older gentleman, it was very dark. Well, it's the aite nura. You gotta bring some fire, bring light. So, amazav aite nura bahadi. He went and got a fire. Bahadi, he was blowing on the fire to keep it alight, right? And then, atle be nura bedikne, his beard caught fire. Azel Gazio the Reshe. So when he got back, he came and he shaved off his head, Bidikne, and his beard. Amru, Hanu Dichtib, Begamat Azakan, Tispit. Right, so Azel Gazio the Reshe burnt off his, singed his head and his beard. That's what it says, Gamat Azakan, Tispit. Even the beard will be destroyed. Amra Papa, Anayu Damra Inche, this is the expression that people have. Girir Te Larma, if you singe the Goy, Shapirle, and he likes it, if he really likes being singed, light his beard on fire. And you'll have plenty of laughs from it. You'll have uninterrupted laughs. Right, so he says, he goes and finds a board from the table of Noach. This is the God that saved Noach from the flood. says, listen, if I succeed at this battle, I'm going to sacrifice my two children in front of this god. I'm going to bring them as karbanot. Shamu benohi, his children hear it. And what do they say? Bekadlo, and they killed him. That's why his two children killed him. They say, yeah, we're going to be the karban. You're going to be the karban. And that's Hainu Dichtiv, Ahi, who Mishtachaveh, Beit Nisroch, Elohav. He was bound down in the Beit Abod Azarav, is God Nisroch. The word Neser. Nisroch is the Shoshir's Neser, in front of the board. They killed him by the sword over there because they were taking revenge on him for the plan to put them as the sacrifice or kill them as the sacrifices to the Neser. Okay, we'll stop over here.